he actually had the last, the last choice that was left was Department of Employment and Learning, but in fact Stephen wanted the Department of Employment and Learning. And the work that he did right from then on in tackling initially the big issue of student fees and university fees, but as I know in my day job, the role of further education in Northern Ireland and those colleges, which represent vastly more students than the universities do, but are kind of in the shadows a bit. And Stephen has tackled the issue of skills, which is totally crucial to the future of Northern Ireland, the issue of skills. So I am now very pleased to introduce our Minister for Employment and Learning, Dr. Stephen Farry. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Colm, and conference. It is a great honour to be here today to address you as the Minister for Employment and Learning. And I think it's fair to say that Alliance has been entrusted with a major economic and social department at a time that may seem to be one of major challenge, but is in fact one of great opportunity. Economic transformation and social justice must be priorities for this society, and they certainly are for the Alliance Party. And economic change is clearly linked to a shared future. Economic development will help to build a shared society, but we must also be conscious that continued divisions are themselves an impediment to economic progress. Like many countries and regions, Northern Ireland has been going through difficult economic times. But the recent cyclical problems come on top of much more deep-rooted structural problems in this society. We have been held back by decades of violence and division, and as a result, we have not had the same opportunities to restructure as many other parts of Western society. There are clear challenges to rebalance our economy, to grow our private sector, and to address the wasted resources that come from economic inactivity. But let's be clear, conference, many of the foundations for a successful economy already exist in Northern Ireland. Most notably, our people and their skills are our greatest natural resource. Since becoming minister, I have united my department around a single overarching mission related to investing in people, skills and jobs. And I am committed to upskilling across a very broad front. This includes higher education, further education, working with employers, training in the workplace and in the community, and helping the employability skills of those who are unemployed. Conference, we are now operating in an increasingly competitive global context. Indeed, the recent economic recession has witnessed an acceleration of the rebalancing of the global economy towards Asia and the emerging economies elsewhere. The United States is recovering, and in Europe, the challenge remains particularly acute. This means that in Northern Ireland, we have to get things right. We have to work harder, and we have to work smarter. We have to match supply with demand and to drive out skill shortages or skills mismatches. We must stay ahead of the curve. But before discussing the specific actions that I have already taken since becoming minister, and in particular my future plans, I want to address some of the broader issues facing the economy. Alliance's vision of a shared society must be underpinned by a prosperous and dynamic economy. We want to see a much stronger emphasis on knowledge-based activities and a much stronger export focus. We also see great potential in the green economy and in the tourism and hospitality sectors. I once again restate this party's support for a lower rate of corporation tax. This would create the potential for a step change in our economic fortunes. It changes the focus from subsidising costs to incentivising profits. However, a corporation tax will not be effective in a vacuum. It can only work as part of a balanced approach. It is for this reason that I have commissioned detailed research in relation to the future skill needs of our economy that would arise from a lower level of corporation tax. And this is due to be published within the next few weeks. I firmly believe that a reduction in corporation tax itself will not ensure the success and step change in the economy that we desire. The skills of the population are crucial, both in achieving this economic success and ensuring that no one is left behind. And I am committed to ensuring my department is ready and able to meet this challenge. And there's already much that we are doing to assist investors already. In conjunction with Invest Northern Ireland, I am running the Assured Skills Programme. This is about helping to secure investors and to give them the assurance that the necessary skilled employees are available in Northern Ireland, and creating and running dedicated training courses to provide the skills, the specific skills, the companies require. I also welcome the suggestions regarding an enterprise zone in Northern Ireland, but rather picking small areas of Northern Ireland, the entire of this region should be considered as an enterprise zone. We need to encourage investment, not to seek to micromanage it. We need to address instead the barriers that exist to full labour market mobility, including building a shared future. On conference, I take my responsibilities towards a shared society very seriously. And it is for this reason that I put such considerations at the centre of my work as Minister for Employment and Learning. So, conference, I am pleased to announce today that I am introducing shared future proofing into all of the major policy decisions that are taken within my department. This briefing is much broader than the equality duty and even the current good relations responsibility, and asks searching questions regarding whether new policies will assist sharing or whether they will further entrench division. This is unique and groundbreaking. But I'm also pleased that the Justice Minister is joining me in this regard. So two Alliance Ministers standing up and being counted for a shared future. I have also conducted a full review of the expenditure of my department to assess where distortions arise due to the costs of a divided society. This fulfils a clear manifesto commitment of the Alliance Party. And as you will hear shortly, I am following through on the results of this review. As Minister, I have responsibility for major aspects of both economic and social policy. Last year, I launched the Skills Strategy for Northern Ireland. This sets out the skill needs of our economy over the next decade, including a greater number of higher-level skills in general, and in particular, a greater emphasis upon STEM subjects and management and leadership skills. We need to maximise the number of people accessing higher education. And indeed, one of the first issues I faced whenever I assumed office last year was the decision around the future of tuition fees. I was pleased to achieve agreement at the Executive to freeze the level of tuition fees for local students at local institutions, and also a funding package to protect the level of funding for local universities. There would have been little point in achieving cheaper higher education in Northern Ireland if that provision was going to be of an inferior quality. So for me, the issue of tuition fees and the level of funding for our universities were the two sides of the one coin. So conference, therefore, in Northern Ireland, students can attend local universities based upon their ability to learn, not their ability to pay. We want more people to study in Northern Ireland and to build their careers here. So to that end, I have secured the funds for an additional 700 university places to be rolled out through to 2015. This is the biggest increase in the size of the university sector in well over a decade, and all the places will be in STEM subjects. But it's not just about undergraduate places. We also need to grow our local research and development capacity. And I intend to shortly commit to expanded postgraduate provision. With the first steps now in place to be taken shortly, I want to set the objective of doubling the number of PhD places by the end of this decade. And next week, I'm launching Northern Ireland's first ever higher education strategy. This will set out the detailed direction of policy here through to 2020. My vision for higher education is one of a sector which is vibrant and of international calibre, which pursues excellence in teaching and research, which plays a pivotal role in the development of a modern, sustainable, knowledge-based economy, and which supports a confident, shared society that recognises and values diversity. Some of the key themes will be greater international linkages, more part-time and modular learning, greater opportunities for work placements to develop employability skills, and stronger support for research and development. A sister widening participation strategy will also be finalised shortly. We do already have some very good results on participation in higher education, but we cannot afford to become complacent, particularly in a difficult economic and financial situation. Furthermore, we have some persistent pockets of underrepresentation which must be tackled. One area where we do clearly need to make some changes is in the field of teacher training. It is clear that a multitude of providers in a declining market is not sustainable. We appear to have a system that is driven by the interests of institutions rather than the needs of future teachers. It is for this reason that I have launched a two-stage review of the teacher training landscape in Northern Ireland. The first stage will look at the funding model of the teacher training colleges. The second stage will explore various models of sharing, including a fully integrated system. We can be very proud as well of our further education sector and what it has to offer. It covers a wide range of activities from foundation degrees through to essential skills courses. I'm making it very clear that it is in the front line of engaging with business and addressing the needs of employers. And I was pleased this year to announce a £7 million employer support programme for the further education sector. Indeed, the FE sector is a key partner in the delivery of apprenticeships. I'm committed to apprenticeships across the entire age spectrum. I think indeed we have a current apprentice at the age of 85. They are an invaluable and worthy alternative means of training. And later this year, I intend to launch for the first time level 4 apprenticeships in engineering and ICT. Early in my term of office, I restored funding of adult apprenticeships. And on the back of that decision, I announced a review of adult training, which is due to report soon. And we are going to see a much greater concentration around priority skill areas. And it is important that we do look to specific areas of the economy. I am acutely aware of the potential for growth of the ICT sector. Many more jobs, indeed highly paid jobs, can be created for both Indigenous and overseas companies alike. It is important that we are able to build on the existing strong foundation that we have in this area. And it is for this reason that I have established and I'm currently leading an ICT working group comprising government departments, representatives of business, universities and colleges, and an action plan is set to be agreed for June. Tourism is also very much in our minds this year. Northern Ireland has a wonderful opportunity to develop its market, in particular given the events that are coming up over this year and next year. But we also want to achieve a real legacy, and this involves investing in our people and in customer care. It is for this reason that I have designated tourism and hospitality as a priority skill area, and I am investing in bespoke training for the sector with the Sector Skills Council of People First under the World Host brand. Also, conference good careers advice is the foundation stone of a skilled workforce and in terms of the provision of the job market of tomorrow. I am determined that we use labour market information much better in the advice that we give to our young people. But I'm also clear that good careers advice is something for everyone. Fewer and fewer people will spend all of their working lives with just one employer. So, conference, it is for this reason that I am going to be shortly announcing the opening of one of our careers advice centres on Saturday mornings, starting in Belfast as a pilot, so that we can better engage with the adult market. Of course, we still have too many people in our society who are either unemployed or outside the labour market entirely. This is a huge wasted resource for our society. Everyone deserves the opportunity to realise their full potential. Unemployment figures in Northern Ireland are lower than in many other regions and countries, and I am proud of the efforts that my staff are making in this regard through the various employment programmes that we offer. But youth unemployment is a particularly challenging area. Many of our young people are skilled and trained, but are caught in this trap that they can't get a job without experience, and they can't get experience without a job. So I am pleased that we have achieved the support of the Executive for a new youth unemployment programme for Northern Ireland, one that will be based around work experience and employability skills. Once resourcing is agreed with the Finance Minister and the Executive, this programme will roll out right across Northern Ireland. There is a real hunger amongst young people for new opportunities, and I'm also pleased that the business community is so willing to engage with this. I've worked hard to ensure this and will continue to do so. But there are also many young people that face much wider structural barriers to their participation in the labour market. They're often referred to as the NEETs. I'm currently leading on the creation of a joined-up government strategy for giving opportunities to those who find themselves in this situation. I am fully committed and determined that as our economy grows and prospers, everyone will have the opportunity to benefit. Conference, before concluding, I just want to take opportunity to maybe acknowledge the role of two people in particular. First of all, and most foremost, my wife Wendy, for all of her support and flexibility in helping me in my role as Minister, alongside her own responsibilities, including advising the party on health policy. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my special advisor, Christine Robinson. I've always viewed our relationship as a strong partnership, and she's been absolutely critical to the smooth operation of the department and for the delivery of Alliance Manifesto commitments. And any success I've had as Minister is as much her success, if not more so. And we certainly wish her and her husband, Alan, every happiness as she shortly goes off on her maternity leave. So, conference, I believe that every minister should be flexible and responsive to the needs of the economy and to this society. It is a unique advantage to be presented by the size of our administration and population, and if utilised, can give us a competitive advantage over other countries and regions throughout the world. This is something that I have been committed to since taking up the post, and given the strategic importance of the Department of the Employment and Learning to the wider economy, this is absolutely crucial. The ability of my department to act quickly and flexibly during the economic downturn, to anticipate the needs of employers, inward investors and individuals, is paramount to growing both a strong economy and strong society. I remain strongly committed to this going forward. This is the Alliance Party in government. working hard, respecting other, delivering for students, delivering for employees, delivering for business, delivering for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.